music, though, means that it's time for something that may occasionally be called crude and some may find offensive, although I think that's too harsh. This is just stuff literally taken out of the broadcast of golf tournaments. Now, we pull it out of context, so sometimes it sounds like it's filled with innuendo, but that's your own dirty mind, for crying out loud. There's nothing lewd about it. Many of these are from the U.S. Open last weekend, so dig in, relax, and enjoy.
See how narrow that is there?
Well, look at that thing. That rough, you don't care how rough your tongue is. You're not getting that off, kitty kitty.
I really like it when he gets it going.
His thumbs are going to be sore.
What in God's green acres is happening in that clip? Why is his tongue rubbing on somebody? And why is it getting something off? And then why are his thumbs sore?
See how narrow that is there?
Well, look at that thing. That you don't care how rough your tongue is. You're not getting that off, kitty kitty.
I really like it when he gets it going.
His thumbs are going to be sore.
Maybe you're not watching enough golf if you've never heard that sort of talk.
This would be a big hole, Paul. It always seems to be. It certainly was for Retief Goosen, and it was for Phil Mickelson.
This is hot.
Is he calling them small? It's
hotter than the other guy with the rough tongue getting them off?
He should be licking his chops into this whole location.
Haven't had a good look, but I know it's probably at least two balls out on the left.
Went from a circular shape to an irregular shape. You know, that just happens over time. You think about it, over 70 years, they just get smaller and smaller and smaller.
I've heard the opposite.
Balls.
Balls.
What? What?
I like people to talk to their balls. I hear a lot of players talk to their balls, rarely hear them thank their balls.
The texture of the balls is very easy to identify.
What?
I'm not squeezing the balls, what? I'm not rubbing them.
What's happening?
To me, those balls are perfect.
Thanking their balls.
I like people to talk to their balls. Hear a lot of players talk to their balls, rarely hear them thank their balls.
If you're thanking your balls, 844-4WW-SHOW is the way you can get through.
Look at the shaft flex.
And that's because of the strong grip. Johnson is just amazing.
Wang.
You did mention John Wood. Years on Hunter Mahan's bag, now on Matt Kuchar's bag.
Kuch.
If you're on Cooch's bag, 844-4WW-SHOW.
Cooch.
Right.
It's hot, and these things are really, really nice.
Yeah, I know, and they're soft.
Yeah.
You got to keep them wet.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. He goes from something that's basically around his knees to something that's up by his chest. But I don't think he's normal. And look at how tight that entrance is. You've got to have a good angle there.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, a great view from behind. That's what faces Webb Simpson now. Well positioned, right below the hole.
Yeah.
10 inches. Precisely the length of me. But this one not as crooked. Is it crooked or warped? Twisted.
Did he? What?
Wang.
I don't know. There it is. That's your fun with golf audio. Not sure what they're talking about, but doesn't seem like golf. It'll be available pretty quickly, I think. Right, Cool Beans? We're now getting these out before the end of the show, I think. If you're not following along at Woody and Wilcox on Twitter, you should be. We're doing little segments periodically that we send out to you. But you can always find the podcast and all the other parts of the podcast on the Woody Wilcox channel of iHeartRadio.
Woody and Wilcox. The Woody and Wilcox Show.